This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Rabbi Lapiansky, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Baruch Hashem, fine as Rabbi.
Baruch Hashem, we're holding the after the Hisaron, where we're holding...
Yeah, it's holding.
Okay. So explain the issue, the common denominator of these three nyanim. And why does it make the kindness connected? So it says, even though there wasn't a specific problem, actually, it was a normal door. I'm not sure what he's basing it on. I don't know where it says anything like that. I have no idea. I'll smack what he's saying. This. Rak she'ein hador muflogim. The fact is, they were not faket. Since they were not muflot from Dagas based on the Adam, they needed these Azharis. So let's just explain this a minute. The Rambam says, the Rambam deals with the Shaila. On the one hand, it says that the Rambam holds that Derech HaMemutz is very, very important. And that's the right way to do it. Any netiyah tari k'tzavus is bad. The chulu, that's the Rambam shita. Yet the Rambam writes that a person should be very much foul ruach, and another person should go to the katzay of another. And Kasa believed two or three things that he says. So the Rambam explains that when a person is allowed to go to a katzay, or he has a chiv to go to a katzeh, on the eating that's particularly lucky. So, I'm not a smoker. So someone would tell me, you can't walk past a machine that sells cigarettes. It would be a narish takana for me, because I'm no mashiach of it, and it's nothing. Somebody was a very heavy smoker, so I say, adava, for you, not walking near a cigarette machine is like, for somebody else, a normal life. So the Rambam says, in theory, a person should be in the memutza. But gaiva and kas and one or two other things, one place he mentions taiva, people have an inborn netiya to it. So b'meila, the right derech for us is not to get close to it. That's what the Rambam says about that balance. So lemaisa like this, person is not shayach to a person. The way people are, they're starting with a handicap. You can say it's from the time of the chet, like Ramchal says that before the chet, a person was bound. After the chet, he's not bound. But eich shelo yeh, the nekuda is that we can't look at, for a person who's not a muflog, he cannot say that I can be normal and not do any shmiras. So until before that, because I'm doilas, people were in a dag of muflogim. They were extraordinary people. So if they were extraordinary people, so they didn't need shmiras and gedarim. Once Ashkenaz and doilas, not that there was a chisaron be'etzim, but already there was in Yanim, they were at a stam of the dying of a person, and anyone that's stam on a dying of a person is already ton a tikkun and ton a shmira. That's still Nekudah they're trying to say. So the Tinnah Lameidim, that the Anshes HaGdolah were the first darga that wasn't bad, but it was even, and even by a person needs a shmira because he has an atiyah of offer to him. He says, this is an important knage that we have to try to understand. Let's go. When we speak about chumri and sichli, that if I ask a person, spectrometers 2 and 2, then obviously the chaima has nothing to do with it. Any brain that's functioning will say 4. And a more difficult problem in math will only point out if a person can't do it. It will point out that he has a choshes haseichel, but I don't do it chomri. But when you're talking about chachma in a much more klalistic way, what we would call in English wisdom, a mashal. In other words, when a person is taifis a matziv, how is he taifis it? So, I mean, you look around and you ask people, you know, how did you get, people get fooled by all sorts of swindlers, with very narish swindles. And you ask a person, how you talking got fooled? You weren't so stupid. It's not that sometimes the scam is a very, very good scam. Sometimes it's not a great scam. So what happened? The third is, your greed or your body's reaction to it. Marshall, a person walks into a restaurant when he's hungry or to a grocery store. The famous saying, you're not supposed to shop when you're hungry. So the person knows that he normally eats 2 potatoes and 1 piece of chicken. So why is it when you're hungry, you go in and you tell 2 pieces of chicken, 4 potatoes? The terrace is because what you see as your seichel is, when we talk about a decision, it's murkav between seichel de kinetias and gufnis de kinetias. And you can't divorce one from the other. So, I mean, they used to have, I don't know if they have in England, but in America they have tons of these letters about sweepstakes. So when I first came back to the States, I noticed it. I might have told you. So one of the cute tricks is they basically are trying to sell magazines. They send you in that you're aiming to win $10 million. You're not allowed to make it contingent on buying anything. That's the law here. So you get the letter, and it says, "Dear Aaron, we're so excited for you in the sweepstakes." Imagine you're sitting in your dress, 1106 North Belgrade, and there's somebody, and you hear a knock on the door. But kids, a whole letter describing what it's like to win. And then they say, "So please hurry up, send back the sweepstakes." And they say, "P.S., we have tremendous rates on magazines. It's only $2, $10, $5, whatever it is. But, you know, 3 magazines, it's a real bargain." Well, what's the chat? The terrorist is because at that point already, my seichel has become what I call my mind is composed of 1% seichel and 99%, for better word, we'll call it chaimer, where I'm already a multimillionaire, so what's a magazine or two just to be nice to the people that made a multimillionaire? The person's tfisa of things comes partially with his seichel and partially with his goof. The same thing with sometimes you find a person that's a shidduch that's ridiculous. And you ask the person, how did you get such a miserable matter? The terrorist is because he was blinded by A, by B, by C. Very rarely is the shot the person was lacking information or really didn't realize they made a mistake. Most of the time is because his tfisa, the matziv, was partially what we would call dimyon, partially already his eyes and his mind was very wandering, and part of it was seichel. So since an Adam's tfis is not sichli betzim, he's got to take that into account. And he can't. If you were able to cut down Hilchos Shabbos down to the last second, a person would say, it's not yet Shabbos. Av kesher seichel v'kol b'chol mitzvah. L'kach omrav v'misunim b'din. So a second thing is, so we're not talking about Xeris, but misunim b'din means a computer chaps instantly. And if it can do the problem, it does it rapidly, if not. A person, something that's not natural to you, a person who's a natural speaker gets up and he shoots. A person who's not a natural speaker sits down, he has to prepare, he has to think over the topic and the points and then the words he wants to use, the words he wants to avoid. When something is quote-unquote natural to you, it means it doesn't really require a rethinking process. You just go ahead and do it. When a process is natural to a person, then the person, when the process is not natural to a person, it needs a mahalach of hinei mochurim zuman. You need to sit down and do it. So lemaisa, the misunim b'din means it's not the mutual rishon of a pas of your seichel, of your havana, is not 100% filtered out. Chazal say that, I mean, the Maharal himself says, explains it. Chazal say that Das Kenim is Neich, it's from Yain Yoshin. So, the Maharal explains, the mile of a Zikna is, there's been a certain settling of the Chaymer. A person's tithes have lessened, he's come to grips with his greed, with his ambition. There's a certain settling in of things. So b'meila, he's more simplistic. He doesn't think with his pocket or with his eyes. He thinks with his mind. It's the same thing as with yayin. What happens, what makes the yayin dead is the outside stuff. And with time, it tends to settle down. So the sunnah b'din is, you're not a bal seichel. So b'meila, your muskel rishon is not emet. If the person would pass it instantly, so for a person who's the marshal, a natural athlete, he doesn't have to think where to hit the ball. His reflexes go that way. A natural musician doesn't have to betracht sich. He comes to naturally what should follow. When it's not natural, so had a person been sichli, so his das is das tayr. His das is just it's your das. Because a person is not sichli, so he needs to sit and to think it over. Kilo adam sichli b'li choyme. Sha seichel ashu b'loi choyme kol al oisa ha seichel bar. Seichel that choyme has an emes to it, and it's clear. Da'in ha seichel sheine b'guf v'in etzarech hamtona. So the seichel of something that's not in a guf, let's say a pure seichel, that would be instant. But when the seichel is locked into chaymer, it's not a complete seichel. So a person has to be noheg with what's roy for him. The person can't be the Maher as and Dan pretending that he's pure seichel. And I mean the same thing is true also. Certainly, of passing halachas and so on. The fact that the person is not a walking shavarach means his muskel rishon is lav bechreach, and maybe bechreach lav going to be emes. That's one. Two. Well, the fikach amav v'amidu talmidim harbei. Let's explain this a second. This is an important akuda. There's an interesting phenomenon, the most of medicine. They try to do the following akuda. Let's say anything, every medicine you give a person, bechreach affects it negatively. So, the muscle, a person takes a painkiller. So aspirin is a nice painkiller. It has side effects. Tylenol is a nice painkiller. It has side effects. A person who's going to be longer time of painkillers, you want to try to avoid it. So one of the aches that they have is they feel like this. If you need 100 milligrams of each to give you the pain relief, so let's give him a third aspirin, a third Tylenol, and a third the ibuprofen. So the chesed works like this. Mitzad the pain killing, they should add up. Mitzad the side chunis, it's loyale zekar izeh. So aspirin affects the stomach, but the Tylenol doesn't. Tylenol affects the liver, but the Advil doesn't. So the sense is the common denominator will add up, and the side effect is this particular nature of each one, and that's not going to add up. I'm not sure about the pain killing. I mean, I know that it's an Indian they work on. I'm at a practical level consultative physician. But as far as Chachma goes, in every single person, mitzvah the seichel is one seichel. Seichel is a divine nekuda, which there shouldn't be two or three seichels. There should be just one das. But every person has a tfis and a chelik of it, and he has the problems that his own goof get into it. So let's say you have a Rebbe with Talmidim. So a Rebbe with Talmidim, this Talmud Bezim deserves the punishment, but I owe his father a favor. Let's take us more subtle. This Talmud deserves a punishment, but he's got a chain. I particularly like that type of personality. It's cute. So, had it been pure seichel and had it been a pure mechanech, it would never happen. But nobody is pure mechanech, but he's a mechanech plus a person. Let's say you have an hola meeting. So now you say like this: the yashrus should be common between everybody. I have to have a chain for a guy who's levedik. He has to have a chain for a guy who's a balkisher, and the third guy has to have a chain for a guy who's a tzaddik. That'll knock each other out. In other words, four out of five will say, listen, it doesn't make any sense to keep him. We don't have any particular chain in him, so seichel says like that. So one of the reasons. It's not only a clear cause of a haram that happens. It's beroyev yerts and teshil is because you say to yourself the galata svara should be meshutif to all of them. In other words, the emes should be nekuda meshutefis, and each one has his own particular knaich that falls out in the mahalach deroyev. That's a svara of avirat on your habesh. Love it tos. Mashem chazal cherva baz ma'alu. Cherva said it's so it's going to be terrible devat. If you learn yourself, and you see it, it's one of the things that many, many of the mahalchim of people that are exotic people. In every door, there are people that go inim gedolim, but they're strange. And you say to yourself, wow, let's give an example. Somebody was a goyin olam. Deragachava was the Goyin Hador, and people anena from his Torah, but he didn't become the Derech of the Dar. He wasn't shaykh to use it as a Derech. He was Deragachava. He was his own world, his own universe, and that was that. And then there were other people who were just eccentric people, Goyinim and Elohim of sorts, but their Torah kind of stands off on his side. The Torah says, because the Beis Medrash got together, and one of the advantages, one of the reasons for the yeshiva world, one of the malchim was because it used to be that every yili studied his own Beis Medrash. So everybody has his inborn nitiyas and connection, and there's no way to get it out. When you have a tzibur of 100, 200 people learning, and the common consensus is that this Torah is a dachot, and that Torah is vague, and this is emes, it helps retain a certain balance. If people make a mistake, when they say that the Chazanish was such a gadol because he learned alone, the emes is it was double. It was because he learned alone, and it was despite the fact that he learned alone. The Chazanish is not the only one who taka learned alone, and yet the door was mocking him. As being the truth was that the one who brought him into the mainstream was the Chaim Moshe, who was the mainstream itself, who was the Nekudas Americas of the Dar. But it's part of Chazin's godless that he was Nasa Shneikel Yosef Yosher upon him, such a b'china. He was, but everything else was, the Brisker of Lord was his father. He didn't have a big marriage, but his father and his brothers, and it was a master mountain of bringing your Torah out and balancing it. So a rabbin also tends to eliminate the nekudas of Torah. So Hashem Chazal Chav, that the Metapshim, the Chsibach Na'alak, the Vosim Pinalas, sorry, Tzoyan, the Chaim Asher Omer, the Vosim Siyag of Torah, Kol Vashem La'odim B'meshu Odim Balguf, the reason why there has to be a Siyag is because the person is a Balguf, and his Seichel is in a Guf. Shem Eino is the Siyag of Mitzvah Torah, if the person would not make a siag, he will be over.
Welcome to Telestand. Please enter the number you would like to call and finish by pressing the hash button.
There's an exceptional knach in the concept of a siyog. says in the Gemara in Bava Basra speaks about the different dargas of a wall that you need between two people that make a chalukah, two shvatfim, two shcheinim. And the smallest gedda is Mesipis Ba'alma Kideli Tofes Olav Keganev. That if you put in like little sticks, just so little sticks don't stop any ganavim, but it's Tofes Olav Keganev. The person will be seen, you can't just gently encroach on the other person's territory and, you know, make a what do they call it, a creeping annexation. So the word is a syog. Is not a wall keeps things out. A gedder, more than keeping things out physically, its minimal purpose is to delineate the division between two entities, my chatzah and your chatzah. It's not one common area, and you can spread your blanket out a little bit here and spread it out there. This is the line. Mikan vad elech is yours, mikan olfnim is mine. The one of the problems of a person's taroivus of seichel and guf is not only that, you know, part of what I think is seichel is really guf, but that it's not clearly delineated which is which. Lahavdol in machlis, you have, for instance, in growths and cancers, one of the sharp distinctions between a benign or malignant growth is it a self-contained growth? Does it have its own boundaries and it keeps itself, but sometimes it stares because it gets big? Or is it invasive? Does it creep into others because it's lacking, I don't know if it's a sense of gvulis, or it's lacking gvulis in gedarim? So the thing that a person, because a person is a taravis of seichel and guf, there is, before we even say that your seichel is not complete and you need habit and the sinus and you need to talk to a lot of people, the first thing is you need to be makir that because you have an inherent bias of chayma, then you need to make a siyaga and a gedda and draw a line and say, from 10 minutes before shkia, I am no longer empowered to be mafkin din kodesh chayil. It definitely is a mechanical side. If you stop doing malacha 10 minutes, you certainly won't come to shkia. Said, I mean, that's obviously a shmira. But there's a deeper knage. If I put a getter down, then the first thing is I'm aware of it. I can't walk on a thin rope. I don't quite see well. That's a that. Just like people people know if their vision's not sharp enough or their hearing's not sharp enough or whatever, they make a get and they say, you know, I'm only willing to go up to this point and not further. So the siyag is also a type of inyan which gives the person the sense of delineation between what's seichel shabai and what's chayim shabai. So basically, so he says, they're the ones who said Gimel Dvarim. Neviim and Skenim are people that are really above being people, in the sense that they have, I mean, a Navi, the Rambam explains, is Mamish is a darga of being a transcendental darga, which even in some darga is not a bal guf. So the darga Sefer had was a very high darga of Adam. It was not anymore the Lashon of the Rambam in Yisrael Torah is that when the person gets the ruach of nevuah, his mind is like malachtik. He's like part of the. So there is the ability. Nevuah is the ability of a human to transcend his humanness for a certain moment of time. So, loyal Madeus from Yosef Kasha Adam, like my Moshe Beshkur of Kainim and Nevi'im, Shemadegas from Yosef Kasha Adam. In other words, you see that the scribe, the personage, is described as being a Kainim, Nevi'im, unusual personages. And their door was also above people, and you didn't need to warn them. That was the dying of the door.
For a person to train himself to be able to miyad have a clear seichel or have to need to have a much less it seems to be a seder amtana. You have to wait, you have to.
Well, in halacha it says, I mean it's the beginning of the Gemara, you're supposed to chaza over the tightness of both studim to, you know, the truth is in seichel there is room to hear two tzedim. So in din, especially, therefore you have to hear both tzedim to be sheikel lekan lekan. When you ask somebody just a halacha psuka, so fine. But in din, it comes up more sharply because that's where it's a chuas hadas. It's not just ideas, dvar mesuyamim.
Every person that whenever there's any achra, b'chefti, you need to.
Yes, achra is the pure das. In other words, shiko hadas. That's the. So I need to make sure it's kolkli das.
Well, when we say that it was dafka from the tkufa of the Anshei Knesset Hagadola and onwards that there was a concept of siyagim, I mean, we find in the Gemara Lamashal, first of all, Gzeres Muktza. You know, Machlekes Yishenim, what's the reason why? But, you know, one of the reasons why they were Geza Mukta was a siyag for coming to potentially doing this at the Araisa.
Well,
the says one
first
of
all, the first of the really first takanas, except for Shlof HaMelof takanas, starts with Ezra Nechemi, which was Asiknes Agdola. Ezra Nechemi was the beginning of Asiknes Agdola. they carried over, but Tachlis, it's that kufa, except for the Yonim Yisrael, Melech was metakin.
It's by Dovin HaMelech already, though.
What?
I'm saying it was already by Dovin HaMelech.
I understand, so you have one by Dovin, you have few, you have Yichud, Gagazal, Pnuya. Those were very specific, in other words, those were
Stam Yenom. Stam Yenom, which they tried to make Xeris.
Right, but the Gemara counts them on the finger. It's not something that it's it wasn't the Mahalach. Anshei Knesset Gedolah is the vast majority of what we have is Anshei Knesset Gedolah. In other words, Takanas Chachamim, and the fact that it's Shulchan Aruch is 99% Takanas Chachamim, that's Anshei Knesset Gedolah.
Right.
I guess before there was very specific inyanim. Like, if there was a particular Kudu of Paras, then that's what they did. But as a general Mahalach Entire, it didn't seem to be.
Right.
Just talking about Siogim. Is any gather when they? I was learning with someone this week. You know, some sort of a gather when they made the siog, when they didn't make. What sort of crazy? He asked me, you're walking in the room on Shabbos, no problem, I'm putting the let off. So what's the gather of the siog? What sort of?
I assume Chazal will aimed on what be'etzim a person is more likely to be parrots in. I mean, you know, they aimed on a kaychas a nefesh, and that's why even if it's not particularly nogea. The specific case, the general Indian is, but it's a hard one. It's a very hard. It's one of the vaguest and controversial parts of Shulchan Aruch is exactly what in Yonim do we say that the Mitzvah today is different. Therefore, the Takana is not Mekeh. I mean, a lot of things like that. I mean, a lot of the issues and controversies you get. This is always the case. They think a Shemon Yontif and. It's things that are takishikul das. In other words, these are in yonim that we don't find it easy to give clear gedarim fit. And it is shikul das. I can't say that anyone can really put a finger on it.
Can I ask one more question about siogim?
What?
Can I ask one more question about siogim?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it seems like Ke'ilu Chazal were choshesh for very, very rochik things. I mean, Lamashal, the Xeira not to blow shofar on Shabbos and this type of thing. How far do we, like, Lamashal, even by Sakona for sometimes we're not choshesh for such vital things?
Right.
Chamiris Akanta Me'i Surah.
I don't know. I don't have any really
Chazal
that it's very hard to give a clear get in these things. I don't know, because it's more shikhadas. Is it pshat that it's because it's more likely to happen, or it's something that's waiting to happen? I don't know how to be marked it. The Hagav, I once heard a very nice drasha, very Hamisha-type drasha, from a Kleisenberg Adayan. He said, I think he said it's from a Kleisenberg Rebbe, if I'm not mistaken, or from a Kleisenberg Rebbe, Samson Rebbe, one of that Gezer. He says it's brought down halacha that the reason why we put the knives away by benching is because ma'ase that there was somebody that it came to Rachim the Yerushalayim and he had so much agmas nefesh he cut his veins, he committed suicide, so we put away the knives. So yes, I mean, since that time it's never ever happened. To the best of our knowledge, that nobody's holding anywhere near there. I mean, what kind of, he said, Adarabba. And he said it in a very folksy, hamish, warm Yiddish. It was very just nice to, he said, a kid is going to see his father benching and put away the knife. And he's going to ask his father, why is he doing that? And he'll tell him, given a move, when the world was a world and people were people, that when a person came to the mention of Yerushalayim, he got so agitated that he killed himself. Adarabba, we're trying to tell our kids, you know, if people were really sensitive and they had the hagoshes that he was supposed to have, they would be inclined to do that. It was sort of very cute. It was a very, very warm pirish. I liked it. But tachos, I don't know. That's why he's at the Kodesh Chacham. I have no idea. Okay.
Yes.
Take care, Cole.